Welcome to the Morning Mix with Chris, Nikki Whip, and Violetta. It's our podcast, and on the show this morning, we learned many people would love to smoke a joint with a lot of variety of celebrities.
Yeah, this all started because, well, Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yeah, she had a podcast.
Yeah, she had to choose, and she chose The Rock.
Very quickly. Oh, also, The Rock.
Popular answer.
Yeah, it was. We had many others that came through, and we also found out that you have found many odd things in the Airbnbs you've stayed in, and some of them are so odd that they're creepy.
Yeah, a room full of dolls staring at you, and that's not even the door that was locked.
That's right. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
If you haven't seen it, Justin Timberlake has now revealed, this was a while back, it's not breaking news, but he was on Punk'd years and years ago, and that was when Dax Shepard and Ashton Kutcher, they launched Punk'd. Really, Ashton Kutcher to Dax Shepard was nobody yet. But there's a whole thing at Timberlake's house where they're repossessing all of his stuff.
Oh, it was so great.
And he comes back from being out with friends or whatever, and he's like freaking out, and he has revealed that it's because he was high. He had gotten back and was like, I have no idea what's happening. Why are you stepping on my guitar?
That would be jarring.
Very good.
But it's also just a little bit convenient because he doesn't act very nice in it.
Right.
So I'm just saying in that episode. Yeah, in that episode, he is kind of a jerk face. So, and Punk did that, right? You'd see these celebrities.
That was the idea,
right?
We're going to get their guard down.
Right, guard down. So I'm just saying it's kind of convenient. Like, oh, by the way, I was like in a high situation.
I was on my way out.
And now you've sent me straight to Google to find out what else Justin
Timberlake
did.
That's what he supposedly got around. Unfaithful to Cameron Diaz is the latest
story. Is that the latest one?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough, man.
I didn't even know he dated Cameron Diaz.
Oh, they were together for like 4 or 5 years.
Congratulations again.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're a movie star, a pop star. What do people think happened?
Steakhouse and they bring you a free tomahawk steak, you don't steal off someone else's plate. You eat the tomahawk
steak, you jackass. Yeah, that's true. It's just, wow.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
That brings us to today's Big 610 text, because Senator Elizabeth Warren was recently on a podcast with Jon Favreau, and Jon asked her, all right, who's in your blunt rotation? If you could smoke weed with a celebrity, who would it be? She clarified, this is all hypothetical. We're just having fun here. I'm not smoking weed with these people, but of course the answer is The Rock. So she chose The Rock, which kind of makes sense. I think The Rock would be fun. He'd be a good, you know, hang. You want to go with The Rock. So who would be the person, the celebrity, that you most want to have an opportunity to smoke a little bit of weed with? And it'd be high quality. It'd be fun. Nobody's getting in trouble. You're having a good old time. Who do you want to smoke weed with? What celebrities? Text it to us at 312-233-1019. The Kelce Brothers, 708.
I could see that.
Yeah, Jason and Travis. Dave Chappelle, 219.
Oh, man, that guy. Yeah.
He smokes cigarettes on stage.
A lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's part of his shtick.
His whole thing.
Right?
Channing Tatum, 847. You want to smoke weed with Channing Tatum?
Maybe he'll give you a dance.
It'd be kind of fun. Yeah, that'd be nice. 708, Jennifer Lawrence. 815, I would choose Paul Rudd, Nate Bargatze, John Mulaney, and Woody Harrelson.
That is a party.
That's a watch out. Hang on a second. Kevin James, 708. 847, this counts as one. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. So just smoke with the happy couple. Kind of fun. Let's see. How about Willie Nelson? 331. Good luck keeping up.
Yeah, right?
My gosh. Kevin Hart is who I would want to share some weed with. 847, she's coming to Only Murders in the Building Season 4. Molly Shannon. 847, that'd be fun. Should be kind of fun. 312, Julia Roberts. There's an S on that one, but they didn't include it. So I don't know. Maybe Julia Roberts is someone
else
we don't know.
Yeah.
Could be. 815, the lead singer of Steel Panthers. I don't even know what I just said.
That sounds like a plug for a local band.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't know.
They're like a funny rock band, almost like a Spinal Tap kind of rock band.
Okay, love that. Whooper's probably right. Erica texted, it would have to be Owen Wilson. Many folks texted this one, 219, another celeb couple, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you could get her on board, but he would just be there to have fun and hang out.
Right.
So there you go.
He'd drive you around.
He would drive you around. He'd be happy. He'd help support, but I don't think he'd get involved. Danny DeVito, 219.
Oh, man.
That'd be a short little, that'd be kind of fun. Daniel Radcliffe, he's Harry Potter. They pointed out, it's Harry Potter. Yeah. Cat Williams, watch out. He's saying all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
708, Ed Sheeran. And the top two answers of hang on, one more honorable mention. Gilbert Gottfried. Okay. 224.
R.I.P.
Oh, RIP?
Okay. Yeah. I think he might have passed.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks on here as well.
Okay.
He's still with us. Now, other options. The number two answer that came in had to have been the Snoopaloop.
Wow.
And finally, the number one answer, believe it or not, was us, the Morning Mix.
Oh.
And we're happy to announce our latest Morning Mix of it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Just eat these gummies.
We did get a final text from 815. I want to smoke with Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Cameron Diaz, and Jessica Biel.
Ooh.
You'll find it all
out.
That
would be. Wow.
There you go.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
But you walk into your Airbnb and you're excited and you see something weird. You're like, I don't think that should be there. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Walked into the old Airbnb. What'd you notice?
Well, my son had to rent a bedroom for an internship last summer.
Okay.
And so he rented a bedroom in a house. And in the living room was a stripper pole.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the house, man. Towels are in the back. Just make sure. We want to keep it clean in here. No parties, obviously, you know. If you do have a party, keep it, you know, generally organized.
Yeah, like Kid Rock's room. That's fun.
Yeah, exactly right. It's cool. Thanks. Welcome aboard, buddy. All right. Hang on a second. You find the weirdest things when you're in the old Airbnb. Hi, Rhonda. Help me now. What did you guys find in the old Airbnb?
Hi, guys. I love you guys.
Oh, love you right back. Thanks so much for listening.
So I walk into an Airbnb with four girlfriends in Nashville.
Hang on a second. Let me cue this back up.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I got the story right, Rhonda. All right, so you and the four girlfriends, you walk into the Airbnb. You're in Nashville.
Yep, and there's this ginormous padlock on a room in the kitchen.
No, don't want to see that.
Like, what? No. So very creepy, but we see a door right next to it, and the door is kind of cracked open. So we open the door, and this is an entire room filled with the creepiest dolls I've ever seen in my life. Hundreds of creepy dolls. So what's behind the padlock that we're exposing these creepy dolls?
I don't know.
I'm a little concerned. So you never opened the padlock?
Well, we couldn't open that. And we, of course, didn't want to know after we see China-faced dolls, creepy, like, twin dolls. It was horrifying. We put a chair in front of that door for the whole entire trip.
Yeah. Okay, that was my question. So you stayed. How long did you stay in the creepy dollhouse?
Well, four nights. But we definitely had a little fun. If you drank too much, we might have put some dolls in bed with you while you were asleep.
Oh.
But it was entertaining.
That's maybe terrifying. That's why they do it in the house. Maybe they know it's like it creeps them out, and then they have a really good time. You know?
That's great. Instead of like drawing on your face like you used to in college or something,
right.
you wake up with creepy dolls if you had too much. That's amazing.
That's... These horror movie dolls, you guys. I mean, it was worth it.
Yes. Oh my God.
And that's what they left unlocked.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, who knows what was
back
there?
She's terrified.
Yeah, I'm nervous. You guys never heard any screams or cries from beyond the padlocked door?
Well, we frighteningly left a nice review because we didn't want those people to come look for us.
Yeah, right. All the bad review people are behind that locked door. Oh, watch out.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
The worst possible songs to hear after a breakup. So many options that we can think about as we look towards the world of relationship ending on National Breakup Day. Hey, Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're well. Now, Lauren, let me ask you, are you single or in a relationship currently?
I am in a relationship.
Oh, fantastic. How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
Five years.
Are you going to break up today?
I hope not. We're getting married in June.
Hey! What day in June?
June
23rd. Oh, 23rd. I got excited, Lauren. We're June 21st. We could have had a big anniversary party together. Maybe we could still do it.
Wonderful.
We'll do it on the 22nd. We'll split the difference. Now, for you, if
you
it came
on the 23rd, it's a huge party, so you might as well just come on.
Yeah, feel free to send an invite to 130 East Randolph, Suite 2700. We're up here. Yeah. We send gifts.
We like parties.
We send gifts. We love drinking. Is it an open bar, Lauren?
It is. Yeah, right. Of course.
It won't be when we get there. We're going to shut that thing down. Now, Lauren, what would be the absolute worst song to hear after a breakup?
Marry Me by Train.
Yeah, this would be rough.
Yeah, you're going through.
No, man. Go to hell, Pat!
Yeah, no.
In your tight leather pants. Every day ain't happening, jackass.
Oh, my God.
His face is as tight as his pants, if you've seen him lately, by the way. I love him, by the way. He's my buddy. Being honest.
Trying to keep that voice high. That's all that is.
You see by your enemies, man.
No, he's great. I love him.
Oh, it's the last song you want to hear. Marry Me by Train.
Wow.
Oh, please, no.
Even if you're in love, they'll bring a tear to your eye.
I guess so, man. Yeah. Who knew? Poor guy. I just thought we had it, and then we didn't. And then on comes Train. Pop over here to Elaine. Good morning, Elaine. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Chris?
We're doing well. If there's a bad song to hear after a breakup, what would be the worst song to hear after a breakup?
Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi.
Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi. Yes. All right, so we've got that one on the list now of the worst songs to hear after a breakup. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura, are you in a relationship right now, Laura?
Yes.
Okay, great. How long have you been together?
15 years.
Wow.
Now, what would be the absolute worst song to hear after a breakup on National Breakup Day?
Ed Sheeran's Perfect.
It's the worst, right?
It's like, yeah. Oh, and I lost
it. Wasn't me.
Ow. Oh, you little English guy that looks Irish. You bastard. And finally, Joseph. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Joseph, are you in a relationship, my man?
Well, I broke up with one last year.
Last year? So I'm not even kidding around. Is today a tough day?
Not really.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Good.
So, Joseph, if it came to a song that would be the worst to hear after the breakup, what song would it be for you?
Theo by Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, the king of the love song. Mm.
The last breakup I had, that came on the radio that day.
Oh.
And did you cry just a little?
A little.
Well, you cry just a little, but you laugh in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Joseph's like, I feel bad even playing it. But then I kind of feel good because, boy, what a silky voice. Listen to this.
So silky.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
If you tell us your zodiac sign, we're going to tell you exactly the gift to get you. Or the zodiac sign of someone in your life will tell you what to get them. Because a study has been done to determine the best gift for each sign of the zodiac. Now, we've learned many people called with this sign. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kim, what's your sign?
My sign is Cancer.
Okay, you're a Cancer. Fantastic. Those are our friends June 22nd to July 22nd. Now, here is the gift that a Cancer would love to receive. Pen the Cancer in your life a handwritten love letter.
Aww.
Would you enjoy receiving a handwritten love letter, Kim?
I sure would.
Really, more than any kind of extravagant or expensive gift, the love letter would do it.
Well, if it was along with an expensive gift.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Yes. Write it in the card, you know.
Can't you do both?
Yeah, you can't have both? Come on. Okay, so Cancers, there you go. You want the love letter, and according to Kim, that would do it. As like an aside to the entree.
Appetizer.
Yeah, exactly right. We got to have more along with it. Hi, Mary. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Good morning.
Mary, when's your birthday by chance?
December 15th.
Oh, okay, great. You're a Sagittarius.
So I'm a Sagittarius, yes.
I asked because I also am a Sagittarius, so I thought maybe we'd be birthday twins, but I'm November 22nd. So here we are with the Sagittarius. Yeah, just a couple of weeks. What can you do? So, Mary, here's the deal. Here's what we want. This is what this zodiac sign says we want. We want to be surprised with a trip or a fun activity.
Oh, wow.
Would you enjoy, Mary, being surprised with a fun activity or trip?
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah,
and
me
you know
too.
What? We're adventurous.
Ain't that the truth, sister?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really like the fun activity. My wife did this over the years. We've done, like, Medieval Times was a surprise.
Oh, I love it.
We did K-1 kart racing, those kind of fun things.
I thought you were gonna say K-1 something else.
Man, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old K-1 racing. Mary, have you been surprised over the years with trips or activities?
No, I have to do my own planning.
Oh, man. You got to tell whoever it is that they got to buck up and get something surprise scheduled.
I will. But thank you.
Now, really quickly, we'll rattle them off because everybody wants to know. We're getting all the texts of all the signs.
Yeah, yeah. People are dying.
If you have an Aries in your life, take them skydiving, according to this. Okay. The Aries want to go skydiving.
Like in the air for the Aries.
Yes, exactly. Or maybe you go to that iFly thing. That
yeah,
can count. You
that
know?
Works.
It hurts your back. Anyway, well, Taurus, make a reservation at a fancy restaurant. That's all you got to do. Fancy restaurant for the Tauruses.
All right.
Gemini, something artistic, like the wine and painting kind of night. Something like that. An artistic date night. Maybe go do some ghost pottery or something. Cancers, we told you, handwritten love letter. Leo, any kind of grand gesture. So, you know, like wake them up and take them outside with a blindfold on to reveal a new car.
Right. Oh, like a bow on more it. Like, wake up! With your arms real wide.
Your arms are big enough.
Grand gesture.
Yeah, like skywriting. Like, yeah, I like, love you.
Yeah,
and,
that would work.
You know, come on.
Talk a new car. Yeah.
Now that's grand.
That's a lot. It's a big and grand, I guess. Yeah. If you're a Virgo, you want us to make you something.
Okay.
So that's easy. That's great.
Yes, that's me. What you, can you make?
Well, yeah. I made you a quilt once.
You made me a quilt once?
Yeah.
You
Thank your birthday.
You. It is one of my most cherished.
It has Dunkin' Donuts on it. It has the WWE.
That's right. I do remember this.
It has all the things you love. It has.
Wow.
It has,
yes, you did.
You and you sewed it yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
impressive.
Wow. What? You're
this is before
no,
my time.
No, I that totally.
Impressive.
Very, very, very nice. Super nice.
Where'd you put it? The garbage?
No.
He sleeps under it.
Exactly. I lay with it every night.
Yeah. It's nice.
Whatever.
No, I do.
It's great. It's not under the litter box for Rexy
no,
the cat
no,
at all.
No,
it's definitely
no.
not
More
there.
More on litter boxes coming up
oh,
soon.
Good.
By the
oh,
way.
Good.
Yeah. Very quickly here, Libras host a dinner party with their friends. So throw a dinner party for the Libras and bring all their friends. Scorpios, a simple, a couple's massage. That's what the Scorpios want, couple's massage.
Ooh.
Sagittarius, we told you we want to be surprised with a fun trip or fun activity. If you're a Capricorn, you got to tell them you're there for them. That's the whole gift. Hey, I'm there for you.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Drop it. Pure emotion, he's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. Oh. He might even make your head shake. Here we go, Whip's hot take.
I recently heard a friend of mine got a turtle for a pet. It got me thinking about whether or not a turtle is any fun. I mean, sure, they're kind of cool. Maybe even cute. I think after a while, though, the turtle wouldn't provide much action. Like, hey, is old Speedy or Shelly or Raphael or Yertle still in there?
Yertle.
Yeah, there he is. All right, great. What's for dinner? Turtles and toads and lizards and snakes and tarantulas and hissing Madagascar cockroaches and Komodo dragons are what you might call alternative pets, as in they're not quite as common as the big two. What are the big two? Dogs and cats. Now, speaking from experience here about both dogs and cats, I've had probably about 10 combined dogs and cats in my life, including as a kid, and to be sure, I've enjoyed them all. I loved our last dog, Tiny, R.I.P., and I love our current pet, Rexy, who is a cat. And I'm sure I'm about to say something that is going to make at least half the audience, maybe more, very defensive and angry in this divided nation of ours. And frankly, I'm very happy old Tiny is not around to hear it. But although they are both wonderful, I'm here to make the claim that cats are better pets than dogs. I know. I know. Even if it's only by the slimmest of margins, maybe 51 to 49%, but cats greater than dogs. Now, hear me out. I'm going to give you my five reasons, all right? I didn't come unprepared. Five reasons.
Holy.
Number one. Speaking of that, cats poop and pee in a box. They don't go on the floor almost from the beginning, ever, as long as you have their box. They don't wake you up at 1 in the morning so they can go outside. You don't need to take them out when it's 10 degrees below zero. You just change the litter every night and everything's golden. And you can leave them home all day with some food and water if you need to. The bathroom, not an issue. Feel free to stay away all day. Your cat will be just fine and maybe even prefer the solitude. Number two, cats don't bark. How many times have you had someone come over and you had to tell your cat to stop meowing so loud when the people walk in the door? How many times have you had to apologize to guests because the cat's being too obnoxious or had to lock the cat up in another room because it was too worked up when a friend or a stranger or the mailman or the UPS guy showed up at the door? The answer is never. But how many times have you seen that scenario play out with the dog, either your own or someone else's, even if you're peacefully walking around the hood? And the next thing you know, There are three German shepherds in somebody's yard in a rage barking at you like you're trying to steal all their Alpo or something, right? When all you're really doing is getting your steps in walking down the block. You got to deal with this? Let's hear it for the invisible fences, you know what I mean? Or the visible fences, either way. And there you go. Cats don't bite. No, really. Well, they don't. I mean, they kind of bite. They might scratch a little bit. But seriously, only if someone's right up in their face, right? And not before issuing a few warning hisses. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well-trained dogs don't bite either. And that is certainly true. But come on. We've all known those dogs who are total wild cards. You got that look in their eye, right? You always have to keep one eye on them because you never know. And this is not to mention stuff like humping and pants sniffing that comes with a canine territory. Four, cats are dainty eaters and drinkers. If they're hungry, they may stand by their bowl or rub lovingly at your feet. They do not jump around and make weird noises and start knocking stuff over to let you know. And when they eat one kibble at a time, quietly. They lap up a few sips of water gently, and then they're done. They don't stick their whole face in the bowl and slobber all over the place. In fact, cats don't even care about people food either, because... Well, okay, if you're having tuna, they want that. But otherwise, for the most part, you could leave out a plate of hot dogs, a chuck roast, a party-sized bowl of Doritos, and a bag of Oreos, and a cat is not even going to go near it. They're too busy looking out the window for a squirrel.
Just judging you.
Yeah. And
you're
going to
eat on that?
Yeah, exactly.
Plotting to murder you in your sleep.
Finally, cats bathe themselves. That's right. They have magical tongues with which they keep themselves clean from the time they're tiny kittens. They don't like being filthy. In fact, if they feel like you've been touching them a little too much with your greasy human fingers, they'll lick themselves all over for the next half hour, which for them is both a fun and extremely productive activity. And despite the famous smelly cat song from Friends, most cats actually smell great, kind of like babies. They would not be caught dead with gross animal BO unless there's something wrong. So with all due respect to our canine friends, even their most strident advocates know dogs cannot make any such claim. So those are my points, as I would like to once again make clear. This was much more about being pro-cat than anti-dog, although I still fully expect some people to be mad, as much of the world is divided into dog people and cat people. But if you haven't spent time, at least some time with both, then I would say you have no idea what you're missing.
Testing 1 2 1 2. Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's soundcheck on the Morning Mix.
We're going to start with a set of movies that will come out around 2027 is what they're thinking.
Whoa.
So Sam Mendes is ready to direct four separate Beatles movies, each one focused on a different member.
Sean's dad, right?
Yes.
Sean Mendes' dad.
Exactly.
Sammy.
Yeah. So weird. This is a little different and actually pretty interesting. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, the family of John Lennon, and the family of George Harrison have all actually given all the rights to the music and license.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Peter Jackson is so upset because he did the doc.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the narrative. Come on.
Totally true. And like they're kind of competitive, directors. Yeah. Because one did like American Beauty. And so anyway, this is really interesting that the families have given full rights to everything. They're saying full story, music rights, the whole deal.
Man.
So
see, if Peter Jackson had done it, it would have happened in like The Hobbiton and stuff. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
fine, we won't put the Beatles in the Shire.
But it's not been cast, and we'll have to wait till 2027. And then if you were online, you might have seen pictures of Machine Gun Kelly in this tattoo, if that's what we're calling it.
It's a tattoo.
Full
body inking.
It looks like half a superhero suit. Like, mm-hmm. It's just full on, like, black, dark, Sharpie looking. And then it's almost got, like, little stripes on the arms where you can kind of see the visible tattoos from before.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people, like, what was it, Pete Davidson, didn't he remove a bunch of tattoos for a while?
And
so
Machine Gun Kelly went the other direction.
He's just literally darkening them. So it's like it stops at the abs. It kind of leaves the abs open. But it's a very...
Yeah, it's a crop top.
Yeah, it's a very interesting look. And then another thing online that people are talking about that's great. It's pretty funny if you get a chance to look at it. Joe Jonas. Now, full disclosure, I think what he's doing is a little weird, so he should have kind of expected this. He was trying to give high five to joggers in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a race or anything. They're just jogging, like, at night. So, you know, he's standing there, and he's got someone filming him, and he's got his hand out. And you can see, like, first one woman runs by, and she's like, yeah, okay. It just keeps going. And then another one, and, like, thinks about it, but then she doesn't, and then she keeps running. And then finally, a third guy does give him a high five. and like they all celebrate and they're like, don't leave me hanging. And so it's a funny clip that he's posted. But the best part is later on, one of the girls who ran by him saw it on TikTok. And so she wrote, I just ran past him in Brooklyn and I was wondering why I was being recorded and why he was trying to high five me. I had no idea who he was. When you realize the weird guy high fiving everyone is Joe Jonas.
That's hilarious.
Wow. So it is pretty funny to watch because everyone, I mean, I don't blame him. It's like night in New York and you're jogging. Yeah, you're like, what's this guy's
problem?
Someone's
reaching toward you? Yeah. I don't know. I run the other way.
By the way, Joe, is he going to like be a Marvel character or something? Because he's getting really ripped up. Have you seen this dude?
No. Oh,
he's
he
all muscled
jacket
up.
Stefan.
He's getting, as they say, yoked.
Yeah. Huh. Well, after a breakup, instead of crying, you make your muscles.
Is that what
That's
it is?
True. Right. It's the revenge build,
yeah,
right?
He's drinking that protein powder with his brother Nick.
So is there a new song coming out called High Five?
Yeah, or, that's a funny video he did. You know, it's just like one of those things. I think when you have a huge world tour and all this stuff, you're kind of bored, right?
He did one a few months ago where he went into different bodegas in New York and tested the bananas, and he was like, "I'm here to find the best banana in New York."
So it's all cute. Right. It's a funny thing to watch. And then today's Jenny V's birthday. Yes.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Jenny V.
We have new music from Jenny V right now.
The music department.
Yeah. She played something yesterday, and she was like, did you hear this? We played it yesterday. McCabe and her played it. And I was like, no, I did not hear it, but we should play it too.
Let's do it.
You know, Jenny, you did it. Let's do it. So I haven't heard this myself. They played it yesterday. McCabe and Jenny did on the afternoon mix. It's by Maren Morris. It's a cover of Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself.
Huh.
And full disclosure, the only thing I know about it is when she recorded it, she apparently said she didn't give any F's.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of her mindset going into it. I have not heard this. Jenny V did hear it.
Okay.
And now we're all going to hear it.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
What's the best way to celebrate a hump day? Going to the Field Museum because Illinois, I didn't want you guys to finish that sentence. Yeah. Illinois residents get in free on Wednesdays, which is amazing. So that's a good reminder if you're looking for a midweek pick-me-up, maybe go to the Field Museum. They got dinosaurs there. They have a Bloodsucker Legends of Leeches exhibit. They have Dinosaurs of Antarctica, a DNA center. They have, a bunch of stuff.
Egyptian mummies
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah, they have the mummy thing going on. Yeah. And the legacy of Hula in Chicago.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, it's amazing. So go check that out. There's some trending audio out there of people saying that there are common words that if they didn't have meanings, if you didn't already know the meaning of the word, would make for really cute baby names.
Yeah.
Okay, so stick with me. First of all, this is just two girls saying a bunch of words that they think would be really cute as baby names. It's a little cringe because they just keep saying the same name or word over and over, and some of the words are disturbing, but take a listen.
Asthma. Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Do you hear
Sharpie?
It?
We do.
Fryer.
Blinker.
Rosacea.
Calorie.
My name's Raby.
Okay, wow, that was a shortened version of it.
And
for
my
sure.
Name's
Raby. My name's, hi, I'm Raby.
Did they start with asthma?
Asthma.
They did,
actually kind of, that's a cute,
nice.
Cute name.
Right. It's like it didn't mean like a breathing condition. Right.
Obviously
right?
A terrible condition, but.
I think I might smell a 610 text on our hands for tomorrow.
It's my daughter, asthma.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean.
And these aren't the only girls doing it. This is like literally a trend of people coming up with words that. Might be a cute baby name.
Hey, chlamydia, get over here.
Ouch.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
we'll work on it.
It's, again, the whole point is remove the fact that it has a meaning. Right. Just listen to the poetry of the
word. It's like Claudia, but not.
Yeah, but more clammy.
Call her clam for short. Yeah. I don't know. We'll still work that one.
It's getting worse.
Is it getting worse?
It's actually getting worse.
Is it? Hey,
asthma.
Diarrhea. No, see, that one won't work.
Maybe.
Some of them will never work.
And a lot of people are bonding over the experience of stress laxing. What is that? Stress laxing is called being stressed that relaxing makes you more stressed because you're not working on what's already making you stressed. And so this is like a thread that's going on Reddit and people are adding like showing like, yes, I have a busy day, so I'm trying to take a nap, but I can't nap because I know I have a busy day.
Yeah.
So that like equation of constantly being like, I can't relax because I'm stressed, but if I relax, I wouldn't be so stressed.
That defines college for me. That was all of college. Mm-hmm. It was like, I got to do that paper, but I would rather sit here and not, but I got to do it. Yeah. Oh, man. And then you decide to not do it, and halfway through the pizza, you're like, I should have been doing that paper. Dang it.
That's what we're all feeling.
It is.
That's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.